Hello, welcome to the Shippensburg University Catholic Campus Ministry Podcast. This podcast is by Dr. Ian Langella from the Shippensburg University Finance and Supply Chain Management Department.
Why am I a practicing Catholic? The short answer, and one only apparent after much contemplation, is that it is who I am. This answer, however, deserves some explanation. Like many of us, the answer to this starts with a Catholic upbringing, and I was raised in an Irish-Italian-American family in New Jersey. Due to the fact I was born 2 months premature in 1972, I was expected to die shortly after birth and was immediately baptized. My parents' prayers were answered, and after several months, I was released healthy from the hospital. I attended a Lutheran grammar school almost every year from preschool until eighth grade. This was a great experience, being Catholic in a Protestant school. St. Thomas provided an excellent education in the Bible and Christian values. Being Catholic in a non-Catholic environment makes for interesting discussions, illustrates similarities and differences, and has the potential to leave one more comfortable with your faith afterwards. I then attended Catholic high school and was happy to have more exposure to our faith. At St. Rose, religious classes deepened my understanding of my faith more than CCD classes and family conversations would provide. The Sisters of St. Joseph ran the school, and I will forever be grateful for the traces I see on my life which came from them. Specifically, I learned that one can be very passionate about your religion, and indeed should be, while never allowing this to develop into intolerance of others. I learned a lot about morality, and my personal moral convictions, how I judge right and wrong, were shaped here. And perhaps most importantly, the sisters did a remarkable job of teaching Catholic social traditions, church teachings on social justice, and Christian service. In college, I attended Maine Maritime Academy on the coast of Maine. I attended a small parish built by French settlers in the 1700s. For the first time in my life, I was away from home and free to decide for myself what I would do. While my mass attendance was not perfect, it was regular, and my faith, the beliefs that we share, was strong. After college, I became an officer in the Merchant Marine. I attended Mass in several foreign countries and sometimes in a language that I could not understand. It makes one feel at home that in Catholic Masses, the order of the Mass is the same. So while one may not understand every word, you know which prayer is being prayed. Ship life is sometimes dangerous, and in the most terrifying moments, my faith allowed me to put my fear aside and fulfill my obligations. In difficult personal times, it is inevitably my faith that sees me through. And this has been consistently so from my childhood right up until now. I cannot overemphasize this. Our faith is an amazing gift. It enables us to do things we otherwise could not. But the gift is also an obligation. We are impelled to do what we can for others. We may stumble, but we must try. As a family father, I try to raise my children as I have been raised, to know right from wrong and possess a healthy, passionate faith while being tolerant, just, and helpful. As a professor, I try to show my students that business can be a force for good. As a scholar, my research is oriented to make the world a better place. I would like to make it clear that while my faith forms the core of my life, I am far from perfect, but I am an avidly practicing Catholic. Like many of us, I sin often, certainly much more than I like, but I try, I pray, and above all, I believe. This part of me is not subject to change, and luckily, God does not expect perfection, just faith. As Catholics, we are trained to examine our conscience in preparation for reconciliation. Through this examination and the sacrament itself, we find out where we need to improve and strengthen our relationship with God.